Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the Line.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Whoa, you talking about hot Atlanta is smoking hot. I just got to tell you, I sold out Atlanta a lot of times, but I just want to say you got the greatest all-star home run derby in history. Not only that, you had the WWE in Atlanta. You got SEC Media Day in Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta is smoking hot, not only with the girls, but with business.
Well, I'll tell you what, I also am up here in Atlanta, and the weather's beautiful. The scenery for me is beautiful. This is crazy, Eddie. This is the first time we've ever done the show on my yearly family vacation, and it's funny, all of our millions of listeners that rely on me give me so much love and respect. In this house, I get none. So if you hear dishes clanking in the back,
well, join the crowd. It'll never happen. When you're with the fans and when you're with Mouthing Off Nation, you get five-star treatment.
All right, Eddie. Well, we're going to get into College Media Day, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the WWE, of course, Jabroni of the Week. It's been an exciting week in baseball. You know, I tuned into the Home Run Derby, not expecting to be that. They were adding names in the end. They're adding Jazz Chisholm, who I don't think is a home run hitter. But, man, once they cut out the chaff and got to the wheat, an exciting home run derby was had.
Oh, let me tell you something, JT. It's rarely I ever talk about dumpers. And we had three dumpers. And one of the big dumps won the whole damn thing.
Yeah, Cal Raleigh, a guy who's really putting himself on the map, stepped up. And we're going to talk about this in the first segment, but it was really fun to watch him. It seemed like everybody in the building, although he wasn't an Atlanta Brave, was rooting for the guy. It was exciting to watch. He is a Georgia boy, but he's a Seattle Mariner, and he wasn't wearing Hank Aaron's 44 like all the Braves players.
Yeah, but they don't care. He's a Georgia boy.
True. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets, or ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. Fine.
Drink responsibly, B21.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, you know what I'm so excited about?
Tell me, Eddie.
Pat McAfee had this kid on from the great state of Georgia, a five-star linebacker, and he picked the college he was going to. And he's like the number one linebacker on the planet for high school sports. What did he pick?
Texas.
Not Georgia, his hometown. He should have picked Georgia, but he didn't. But it's okay because, you know, I am a Texas Longhorn. That's how he picked. He wanted to go out with Matthew McConaughey, believe me.
So he had a choice. The choices given to him were Georgia, Clemson, Oregon, and Texas. He chooses Texas. I don't know the money involved here. He's a five-star linebacker. Are they paying linebackers with NIL money now, Eddie?
Well, they're paying, yeah. If you want a great ball player like him, believe me, they paid him big time. And Texas has got a lot of money.
Yeah, so I'm sure that the dollars made sense for Tyler Atkinson to leave his beloved Georgia and move to Texas, a team that's on the rise. You know, they got the Manning kid taking over at quarterback. So it's an exciting time to be a Texas Longhorn, and Tyler Atkinson is joining them for that exciting time. It's college football is just around the corner, Eddie. We're getting very close to doing college football again.
Oh, well, it's fixing to gear up in August next month.
It's crazy. We're there.
And, you know, Pat McAfee, you know, people run him down. Pat's a friend of us and the show. And, you know, he left the WWE because he has too much stuff to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only be one guy in one place.
Yeah, you spread yourself too thin.
You know, he brought this kid on to announce where he was going today, which is great.
Yeah, you spread yourself too thin in the entertainment business, which a lot of people do. A lot of people see all of those opportunities, all that money that can be made, and they think they can do every job. And you start to wear yourself down, and you're not as entertaining as you were before. And people, by the way, when you're on TV all the time, they get sick of you.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff, you know good and well when I used to do that. I did so much stuff that it wore me out physically. And you just can't do that. You got to draw a line, you know, when you got a family or you have, you know, other home life that you need to deal with. You can't be on the road all the time. And it's not about the money. It's about precious time that you're losing with your family. And I have so much respect for Pat that he chose to do what he needs to do, because he's got College Game Day coming up, and he does a strip. We call it strips, but he does a 5-day a week show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not easy to do. You know that, Joe.
I do know that. You know what, though? The guy has got it going on. And if you would like to join Pat McAfee and do your best at get it going on, go over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com, tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know something? No jock sniffers allowed. You understand that? No jock sniffers allowed. Can you believe that some of the stuff it spews out of their mouth?
Well, the jock sniffers have put out their list of best coaches in NCAA football. Kirby Smart, I'll give it to him. Ryan Day, absolutely. Dabo Sweeney, Marcus Freeman, Steve Sarkisian, Dan Lanning, but here's where I start to drop off. Kalen DeBoer, is he there yet? Are we calling him? Is Alabama the same as they were when Nick Saban was there? Or has there been a major drop off? Is Kalen DeBoer
the guy? Major drop off.
Penn State's James Franklin rounds out that list, and he deserves to be there. You know, this is a jock sniffer list, but I am not too disappointed in this list. These are all great coaches. Dabo Sweeney, he has had a good run, but what have you done for me lately would come into mind with him. Marcus Freeman, obviously, last season was fantastic. Ryan Day last season was fantastic. James Franklin was fantastic. We're really going to see with Sarkisian, because the rubber is hitting the road there in Texas. But this is actually not a bad list outside of throwing Alabama's head coach on there over the history of Alabama, not necessarily what he has personally done.
Well, when you look at the list, a lot of those guys are at primo colleges, and you have to win. They didn't hire you as a head coach and paying you millions of dollars to lose. So, you know, James Franklin needs to either put up or shut up. I'm just tired of his kiss-ass interviews and all that stuff. He just turns me off.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, win something at Penn State. You know Joe Paterno. I mean, you know, win something. Paterno won all the time.
Yeah, you know, James Franklin is a young guy. He has done great things at Penn State. Dabo Sweeney and Kalen DeBoer are the ones. And Dabo, I've got to give it to Dabo. He has done things. Kalen DeBoer hasn't done anything. And last year, Indiana.
Well, he won a national championship.
Dabo did.
Yeah, Dabo has won a national championship with Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. And I'm saying, you know, that it was more of a what have you done for me lately kind of thing with Dabo. But last year, 11 regular season wins at Indiana. Kurt Cygnet didn't make this list. Dabo Sweeney, 10-4 at Clemson, did. So there are arguments to be made here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't doubt what Cygnetti did in Indiana and what he's going to do this year.
Yeah, Cygnetti.
I mean, this guy knows how to recruit. He's a Saban guy. He's a Nick Saban, you know. He comes out of the same Nick Saban playbook, and he knows how to win. Nick Saban taught these guys, Steve, at Texas. He came out of Nick Saban's playbook. And so many coaches around the U.S., well, Kirby Smart is another one. I mean, they know how to win, and Saban knew how to win, believe me.
Yeah, he's got a great tree going on there, and a lot of these guys on this list are the Saban tree. You make a great point that I didn't even think about. Like, you go to Georgia, you go to Ohio State, you go to Clemson, you go to Notre Dame, Texas. The teams on this list, they are expected to win games. And if you're making a best coaches in the NCAA going into the 2025 season, then you're right. A guy like Kurt Cygnetti definitely belongs on his list because he did more with less in 2024.
You know something? He took Indiana and he took a whole state and drove them crazy. That was a basketball state. That's what you got to look at. Cygnetti went into a losing football program and turned them around so quick it made the head swim.
Yeah,
and you got to give him credit for that.
I'm excited to see if he can repeat that this year. You know, who's going to be the Indiana this year that comes out of nowhere and puts up a season like we've never seen. There's so many things that have changed in college football with the NIL deal.
Well, an SMU.
Yeah.
SMU. I'm telling you, Jeffrey, the one who taught Miami how to pay people. And in Texas, they will pay you.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. SMU and Miami were paying players better than anybody else when it was illegal. You make it legal, watch out what these guys can pull off. Yeah. Southern Methodist is going to hoist a trophy in the very near future. Miami will probably do the same. The games have changed, and the guys in those cities, and there are a lot of guys that graduated from those schools that are going to put their money into bringing championships back to Southern Methodist and Miami.
Well, I agree, believe me, because I know by living in Texas what Texas will do for football, anything.
Southern Methodist proved it in the 80s. They're willing to do anything to win games, even when they got in trouble and were told, don't do this anymore. They were like, nah, we want to win games. We're going to keep doing it. And they ended up getting the death penalty, but they rose again to be back during the NIL times where they're going to absolutely have an
opportunity. Yeah, but you know something? I've always said about SMU that that was just BS to give them that, to kill the whole program.
Yes.
I mean, that's just wrong.
I think if they had taken the punishment and not continued paying the players, which the guy had made a good point. We signed these guys up. We told them we were going to pay them. So as long as these guys are here, we got to keep paying them. When they're gone, we'll stop paying. But the NCAA did what the NCAA did. They're out of it now. Things are looking better down there, and it's going to be an exciting college football season. We got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Mercy Daddy. I mean, we're going to go from SMU to a home run derby. And we're talking about the dumper, the big dump. You know what I mean? Yes. And this boy can hit. When I watched that last night, I loved it. I had such a good time that, you know, I love baseball anyway. So
I've made the joke that it's probably within the next two or three seasons, Cal Raleigh is going to be able to sit down and catch baseball games. He's got so much junk in his trunk. It's going to reach the ground in the catching position. He's not even going to have to put any wear and tear on his knees. This guy's going to last forever.
Oh, yeah. You got the big dumper. you got the daddy dumper. And then you got the little dumper. I loved it because it was a family affair. I mean, that's what baseball is. And you know that, Jeff. It's all about the family.
Yes.
I mean, you had his dad throwing pitches to him. Can you imagine how many pitches he's thrown to Cal?
A lot.
I mean, a millions. And then he has his 15-year-old brother as a catcher.
That was the coolest part.
Oh, my goodness. What a story that is.
We've seen the dad throwing to the kid before and winning. Bryce Harper's dad threw to him when he won the home run derby, but the little brother catching, and he did take one off the noggin, by the way, and the microphones caught him cursing, which I thought was pretty funny. He probably got in a little bit of trouble.
15.
I know. He probably got in a little bit of trouble with Papa Dumper after that. He's like, you just said the S word on national TV. Cal Raleigh becomes the first catcher to ever win the home run derby. That's surprising to me. You've had some great home run hitting catchers in the past, but Cal Raleigh, the first one to ever win the derby.
Well, that's a hell of a stat, man. I didn't know that either. I thought, sure. Well, that's crazy because, I mean, when you go back in time, you had some great catchers that hit a lot of home runs, like a Johnny Bench.
Yeah. Yeah, he came to my mind as
well.
I mean,
just starting naming them.
Yeah.
Down the line, and they just didn't do it.
Yeah, even in this generation, you know, Buster Posey probably could have won a home run derby. He could hit home runs at the end of his career. But Cal Raleigh, the first guy to win it, and another Florida State catcher that's doing really well. I had to hear about that. He's a Florida State guy, so they were really excited about him winning the home run derby here in this house.
As they say in the South, they call his name Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh.
Which I don't know if that's right pronunciation or not. I just call him the big dump. Hey, big dump works.
O'Neal Cruz looked like he was going to take away the heat from Cal Raleigh, hit a 513 footer, and he looked really good. It was definitely one of those two guys that were going to win home run derby.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the semifinals were a bummer because those two guys went up against
each
other.
You know, your guy, Wood, from the Nationals, can hit, boy. Oh, my goodness. They're both. You know what's so really odd? Those two, one from the Pirates and one from the Nationals, they're 6'7", both of them. You could have a basketball team there.
James Wood, 3, will be back for a home run derby again. He is still a child playing a man's game. He's going to definitely win one of these. It was exciting to see him out there. He's a youngin'. The Nationals have a lot of kids that have come up, and it's exciting to watch, but he wasn't ready yet. It was cool to see him out there, but the big boys came to play, and Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, Cal Raleigh, and O'Neal Cruz rounded out the semifinals, and Cal Raleigh knocked out O'Neal Cruz and faced Junior Caminero in the final. Cal hit 18, Junior hit 15. It was really fun to watch. It's so much fun to watch a guy, you know, who put all of his hopes in his kid making the big leagues, getting out there and throwing to him.
Well, that's what I looked at. You know, me being a pro baseball player myself, I looked at it like, oh, man, can you imagine how much that dad has thrown to Cal over the years and what it means to him? And then he had the baby brother in there catching. And I said, oh, my God. I mean, if that's not a movie, it's a great Cinderella story, as they say, you know?
It is. I'm out here with my brother-in-law. My nephew is a big home run hitter. And he's playing in the Pioneer League now. And we were talking about, hey, if he ever made the home run derby, would you throw to him? And my brother-in-law said, hell no. Because if he didn't win, I would never hear the end of it, how it was my fault that he didn't win the home run derby. So it's a big move to go out there and throw to your kid. And I guess Cal Raleigh is sport enough to say, hey, Dad, go out there and throw to me. If I lose, it's not your fault, it's mine.
Yeah, but you know, I just got to tell you this. You know what his dad said? I'm good enough to get your ass to the majors. I'm damn sure good enough to pitch to you.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I love it. I wish it happened more, because you have to think a large percentage of these guys' dads were the guys that were going out there and throwing them 100, 200 pitches a day when they were kids to get them to the level. So I'd like to see more of it.
Oh, yeah. I look at Papa Dumper as, hey, you still got an arm. And believe me, every pitch that his dad threw to him, he wanted him to hit it out. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, boy, when he got hot, he was jacking him. I mean, that guy can hit. It's too bad he's in damn Seattle. And, you know, he's not with, like, Atlanta Braves or a real team.
Well, you know? he's a young guy. He's a young guy. He may have a contract coming up. He could make a move and come home to the Atlanta Braves. I'm sure they'd love to have him behind the plate.
Oh, geez. I mean, this guy, you know, it's like Matt Olson. Matt Olson is no Freddie Freeman. And let me tell you something. When Freddie is announced at the All-Star game, Atlanta Braves fans will go nuts. And yeah. Matt just sucked as a home run hitter.
Well, I mean, he was.
He stunk the joint up.
Yeah, you want to see the guys. It's too bad that today's athlete isn't what yesterday's athlete was. Think of all of the guys that didn't participate in the home run derby. We should be.
The damn guys know Henry Aaron.
No. We should be seeing Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. Those names should be in the home run derby. There's no reason why the best home run hitters, when you put all of this on the line as your middle of the season,
well,
all
they're a bunch of sissy asses.
Yeah, they're overpaid.
They're sissy asses. And you know something, Jeff? They're overpaid, and you know, they don't make them toe the line. And, you know, back in the day, you had Willie Mays, you had Henry Aaron, you had all the top guys from Mickey Mantle, all of them. Just look at the home run derbies.
Yeah.
They had the biggest stars in baseball in the home run derby.
It's funny how when you're paying a guy $50,000 a year,
that'll be in their damn contract.
I was going to say the same thing. Or how about you say the top 10 home run hitters the season before are obligated to play in the home run derby? I bet you, though, knowing the today's age of player, and I hate dumping. I know they're not all this way, but it seems like the guys that get fat and happy on their $700 million contracts seem to be this way. But I bet you they would have random arm injuries or random back injuries right before the home run derby if they were the top 10 the year before. So I don't think it would solve it. It should be.
Oh, yeah,
contract.
Which is sad. They're not real ball players when you do that.
To make it in this level, you have to be hungry. And I feel like a lot of the time, you know, you get rid of the hunger when you sign that big contract. And don't get me wrong, these guys deserve to get paid. They're out there. They're generating a lot of money for the sport. But at what point do you say, hey, we seem to be paying too much for these guys to not really care anymore, and I wish there was more care.
Well, they already have. They paid care out the window. Yeah. When they started giving them – they're all a bunch of sissies now.
It seems
that
way.
I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, hell, here's your deal. If you can't do this, you're not going to get your damn money. How about that? That's what it needs to go back to. A stronger hand. And you know something? While we're talking about Major League Baseball, I heard Rob Manfred say, and I want to slap his ass. And let me tell you this. This guy is bringing in robots to the All-Star game and testing them instead of umpires. What the hell is this going on here, man?
Well, Eddie, let me ask you this question. Maybe You know, if the pay gets too high, the salaries get too high, they'll figure out how to develop a baseball playing robot and they can replace the players.
Well, screw it. There goes sports. You know, they're screwing up everything, these woke son of a bitches. I'm just telling you, Manfred's woke and they need to fire his ass. So in other words, he's showcasing robots to take umpires' jobs.
Yeah, you know, it's
that's what he's doing.
It's an unfortunate thing, you know. Human error is just a reality. And I've even seen with the robots, I've watched games in the lower leagues.
That's a part of sports.
Yeah. Well, I've watched games in the lower leagues where, you know, they put it up on the pitchtron, whatever it's called, the square or rectangle that's on the screen, and they show a pitch that's outside of that strike zone, and the kid taps his helmet, and they go upstairs to ask the robot, and the robot gets it wrong. We can't even trust these robots.
Well, you know something? It should never get to that. You need a real baseball guy as commissioner and says, hey, we're going back to what made baseball great, not this crap. This woke crap that they tried to push on this nation with the DEI crap and everything else. I'm sick of it, and I know society's sick of it because it doesn't work that way in real life, man. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I really do think, you know, think about all of the dramatic calls that we're still arguing about. Was he safe? Was he out? Who knows what's going on? I literally was talking about a University of Miami, Ohio State pass interference call in 2001 that changed the face of a national championship. And we're not going to have that anymore if robots are making the calls. But Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, I just got to say this, that I am so proud of the Washington Redskins for retiring Art Monk's number 81. And that's going to happen November the 2nd against Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
I mean, that's cool stuff, man.
So the actual headline, Eddie, is that the Washington Commanders are going to retire Art Monk's number 81.
Yeah, the 81. Toilet.
They I don't remember Art Monk ever playing for the Washington Commanders, but I may be mistaken. You're right.
That's
the Redskins,
why I said the Washington Redskins.
Yes. The Redskins will be retiring number 81. It's about time. I mean, he's a franchise legend. He's the sixth guy in Redskins history. He joined Sammy Bowe, Bobby Mitchell, Daryl Green, Sonny Jurgensen, and Sean Taylor. It's going to happen November 2nd, as you said, versus the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to raise that banner, and deservedly so. Art Monk is a Redskins legend.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, I love that when I see that. Hey, I always said this. You know, I'm in a couple Hall of Fames, but you know something? Give these players the Hall of Fame while they're living. Don't you induct my ass when I'm dead, because I don't really care. And that's the truth. Take care of these people when they're living. I mean, there's another Redskin they should put in the Hall of Fame with the Redskins. It's Joe Theismann.
Yeah, I mean, and Riggins.
Riggins is the man. No, at 4-4, oh, my goodness. I'll never forget that when he busted out down the sidelines at 4-4. All it was 4-4 in your rear view mirror. That was it, brother.
There, especially if you're a fan of a franchise, there are so many guys that you believe deserve and others don't see it the same way.
Yeah,
you,
but those are Redskin legends, like a Sonny Jurgensen.
Yeah.
I mean, an Art Monk and when you Daryl Green and for my mistake, was Riggins. You know something? I used to drink with Riggins.
Yeah.
I just let you know that. But Riggins is a cool dude, and he, what a hell of a talent he was.
Yeah, you know, it seems like they were they've been tough to give them out in Washington. Sammy Baugh, Sonny Jurgensen. I mean, those are guys that played a long, long time ago. Sean Taylor, unfortunately, you know, was on his rise into stardom, was one
of
the best.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Jeff, that Sammy Baugh and Mitchell and those guys made the Redskins what they are today.
Absolutely. And Sean Taylor, you know, passed away young. He was definitely the best safety in the league when he did so. They retired his number for multiple reasons, but it was the right thing to do. And Art Monk's in. Let's see Theismann and Riggins follow him. And it's a fun thing to
watch. You know what they ought to do this year is do a double. Not only Art Monk, but later on in the year, when the Redskins are doing really good, is bring in Theismann and Riggins and do a ceremony. That will make stuff happen.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it exciting. Fans say, okay, they really appreciate these players.
You know, it's funny. I think about it and I'm like, man, there are only so many numbers you can retire before we've got guys wearing like 105, 109. So I guess they do have to be somewhat careful about how many numbers a team retires before they're in trouble. The Yankees, I think, are the one where they probably have the most retired numbers, and there are a lot of numbers you cannot wear in New York.
Yeah, but you know something? When you talk about the Yankees, you got to be really good to get your number retired by the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, they're going to retire 99, and everybody's going to say, we never wanted it anyway.
Who's going to retire 99?
Aaron Judge.
Oh, he'll never get that. Not in my lifetime, he won't, believe me.
I don't know, man.
Because you know something? He chokes on the big one.
Yeah.
I mean, every time.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, you can hit 100 home runs during a year, but if you choke during the playoffs, you know who didn't choke was Reggie Jackson, yeah. Mr. October. That's yeah. what he needs to watch films of, Mr. October.
The Alex Rodriguez was known for choking in the playoffs forever, and then he finally came through. So there's still time for Aaron Judge to make his mark in Yankees history. I mean, it's a team that's revolves around him at this point. So he's definitely the biggest name Yankee they've got going now.
Well, you know, as they say, it's time for Stevie Wonder to see too.
So more NFL news. 49ers Javon Jennings wants a new deal or a trade. He's making $7.5 million this year. The fact of the matter is that if you sign a deal, you follow through on your deal, and then you sign a new contract. I'm sick of this. I'm in the middle of my contract. I'm doing better than I'm getting paid. When you got the contract, that's what you deserved. You signed it for the amount of years you signed it for. Play out your contract, and then we'll start negotiating.
Well, you're damn right. I mean, why in the hell you want to come to me when you got a year or two left on your damn contract? You signed and you agreed to that. Be a damn grown-ass man and play out your damn contract and then ask for something. Don't you come to me when you got, you owe me. I don't owe you. That you know, these players today and all these jock-sniffing agents, that it's just wrong.
Yeah.
You know what? They ought to call him up and say, you know something? I just changed my mind. I'm not going to pay your ass $7.5 million this year.
That's the funny thing to me is that these teams, like if a guy stinks and he signed a $30 million deal, I don't understand why it's not just as acceptable for the team to go and say, hey, we're paying you more than you deserve. We want to renegotiate your contract. I don't understand why it's so one way.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm going to give you $500,000. That's because that's the way you play.
Yeah, I don't want to give too many ideas to these owners, but come on, guys. If they're doing it to you, you got to do it back. Something's got to give here. We can't have players in the middle of contracts saying, I want more money. Either negotiate with a new contract with me or I'm not going to play. Something's got to give. Hey, we're looking at players that could break out this year in 2025. What I've got here on my list is Drake May. That's not a very, very big surprise to me. I think he could have a good year.
Oh, he's going to have a great year. I like him as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are going to have a hell of a year.
Marvin Harrison Jr., that's a no-brainer. Eventually, he's
going to Well, hell, that's a damn modern-day Larry Fitzgerald. Same old crap in with the Cardinals. Same old stuff.
And Ricky Pearsall for the 49ers. I feel like it's been...
big time.
Go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. Hey, Eddie, let's jump over to the WWE SummerSlam coming up.
Whoa, you got John Cena versus... You know who? The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm happy but stunned that they've still got John Cena coming out and doing his retirement tour. The more times they can put John Cena in a building for a match, the better off they are. They're going for the WWE Championship. I'm assuming that it's going to stay in the hands of John Cena.
Well, until he wants to leave, and that's coming up soon. And, you know, Cody Rhodes is a great champion. I just think they're probably going to put it back on Roman Reigns, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's not bad to have a lot of names that you can put a belt on, and the WWE doesn't have that problem right now. Two guys that also could be in the running, Gunther and CM Punk facing off for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, that'd be Gunther. I don't think CM Punk's going to beat him at all. You know, the real toss-up's going to be Tiffany Stratton against Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill is overrated. She sucks in the ring. But, you know, they're going on DEI. So I just hate it for Tiffany. I really do.
Yep. The women's championship up for grabs. We'll see what happens there. Triple threat women's world championship also happening.
Well, you know, Naomi is a champ.
Yep.
And she's going against Ripley and Iowa Sky. But you know something, what's really cool is that Naomi, she's that damn good to hold that belt. And, you know, they would be smart to keep that belt on her for a little while anyway.
Yeah. Jelly Roll and Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. I'm putting my fandom behind Jelly Roll and Randy Orton. Although, if they were actually going to fight, I know Jelly Roll's got the jail tats and the experience there, but Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul, on paper, look like a better matchup.
Well, you know, something, this is professional wrestling, and I'll never forget what Jelly Roll said in his interview to Randy Orton. He says, "I'm not soft." So, you know, you're talking to a guy that's been on the streets like Jelly Roll, and you got Logan Paul and you got Drew McIntyre. That's going to be interesting. I just don't, you know, so, Randy Orton's that good, though. I mean, Randy Orton is the best in the business. To me, when I look at Randy Orton, he's really, really good. He's that good. Okay, Jeffrey, let me ask you a question. And all you wrestling fans, all you millions of people that listen to us each and every week, let me ask you this question. If you put up the United States Heavyweight Championship, number one, how do you do that in a foreign country? And if you lose it, how is that credible in a foreign country? It's a United States Heavyweight Championship.
I couldn't agree with you more on this one, Eddie. I know it's the belt.
That is not the United States of America.
I couldn't agree with you more on this one, Eddie. That is not the United States of America, although I think it's the belt that is the U.S. Heavyweight Championship. So maybe they just shouldn't take that belt over to Saudi Arabia next time they need to have it won or lost on the soil of the United States where that heavyweight championship holds its weight.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not trying to create a bad thing. But, hey, how are you going to lose the United States? You understand? United States. That's America, man. You're going to lose in Saudi Arabia? How that happened, please?
Money, money, money. The Saudi Arabian money goes
to change. Yeah, but it doesn't work. I mean, believe me, it's not right. It's wrong.
All right.
But it's wrestling.
Yep, wrestling. SummerSlam coming up, one of their biggest events. Great card they've got going on here. Yes, they had a big event in Saudi Arabia, and they gave away the U.S. Heavyweight Championship, but that's over with. We got SummerSlam coming up. I'm very excited to see it, and I'm sure all of the wrestling fans all over the world are as well. But Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than me. Let me tell you something, Jeffrey. I just got a text from Megan Maroney, and she says, enjoy your trip to Georgia. And she's tuning in because she's a multi-platinum artist. I love Megan Maroney, and she loves us too.
Well, if Megan Maroney is a Mouthing Off fan, I'm a Megan Maroney fan. Everything works out in the end, right, Eddie?
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, not only is she sweet, she's got so much talent. I mean, I love Megan Maroney. I love her music.
You can't go wrong there, Eddie. Hey, fun show. Got into the NFL, Major League Baseball, NCAA football, which we're all excited about coming back. That comes back first. We get NCAA football first, and then the NFL kicks off. Baseball postseason will be here before we know it. Exciting times in sport. Had a lot of fun. Got our jabroni of the week. Actually, you know what? Big jabroni, because you definitely shouldn't be giving away the U.S. heavyweight champion outside of the United States of America. But a lot of fun this week, Eddie.
Oh, absolutely. And we had a great show. We always have a good show. And to all the Mouthing Off Nation, you're the best. All 6.5 million of you. We appreciate you, Jeff Taylor, myself. It can't get better than this.
It's an exciting time in sports. I know that this seems to be the doldrums. We're at the time when not a whole lot's going on. We've got the MLB All-Star Game coming up. But at the end of the day, everybody looks forward to the time when we've got football, baseball, then hockey comes back, then basketball comes back. We're at that time where we're looking forward to things coming while we're enjoying the things that are happening. We're running out of time here, Eddie. We got to run. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, just remember, professional wrestling every stinking week.
That's true.
I'm the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield, for Jeff Taylor. We'll see you next week.